where the wind comes sweeping down the plain. And the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain.
That's ready. Welcome back. Not going to sing.
Okay.
I'm not going to sing the Welcome Back Cotter
da 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 da.
Welcome back. All right, I am going to sing.
Right.
Welcome back to Okla Said. It's the official podcast of Okla Ed, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so, too. So I am Erin Barnes, and you can find me on the Twitters at ebarnes73. And Scott Hazelwood is the amazing, the awesome,
easy.
At Teach From Here.
Indeed. And that's where we are quite a bit.
You are amazing, and you are awesome. Why do I need to... See, the world needs
amazing.
To know.
I don't know. I don't feel as amazing as awesome as others that I see out there. But I appreciate the compliments.
What do we talk about this week?
Hey, we're talking about some cool, like, summertime learning situation.
Yes.
Yeah. Summertime learning. It makes me feel fine.
You know, I love this because I know COSA happened this week. I was at iPad Palooza in Austin this week. And you always hear people talk about educators get their summers off. And while we're not, you know, showing up in heels every day to a building, I was hardly off this week, you know? I bet the people at COSA would feel the same way, so.
Yeah, I try not to show up in heels more than once a week.
I want to come to, show up.
Nope, not going to happen. By the way, our Twitter chat this week was hosted by Gracie Branch, who is at Branch7, and she is with COSA. By the way, for those that aren't aware, COSA is the Cooperative Council for Oklahoma School Administration.
How long have you known that?
I feel like I've known it a while, but I am looking at their webpage right now to make sure I say it correctly. So,
very smart.
I know it had something to do with administrators because all my administrator friends tweet from COSA, the COSA hashtag, a couple times a year when they have a couple of different conferences going on. So,
well, and that, okay. So, and I thought before we started recording here, I thought it was teachers, administrators, and something else, and Scott corrected me. But it makes more sense now because I saw a lot of people I know to be school administrators all over the Twitters this week. So You are correct. I am wrong, as always.
I don't think it's always. Maybe once I'm correct. So anyway, Erin, what was question number one?
So we were told to introduce ourselves, where we're from, and our favorite summertime treat. I am Erin Barnes. I am from... No, I'm just kidding.
But what's your favorite summertime treat?
My favorite summertime treat? I don't differentiate. I eat treat daily, every other hourly. I am kind of... I've got a sweet tooth. And it doesn't matter what the treat is. Starburst, Skittles, donuts, Twix, Rolos, ice cream. You want to keep going?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I hope, let's see, you can't run anymore. I hope you're biking a lot. Swimming.
I've had Palooza. Anne said something about, oh, my gosh, my dentist would kill me if he saw as much candy as I was eating. And I was like, yeah, I just told mine I'd keep him in business.
Oh, geez, terrible.
Anyway, I liked what Sandy Heatherton had to say here because she is a chip off the old block just like me. Anything sweet.
Indeed. That was what you just said was you listed off a bunch of sweets and that sounds like you and her would be besties.
And that's just the wrappers I have here on my nightstand now.
Oh my gosh, I can't.
No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
I liked what Lindsay Stumphorse had to say. She's at LM Stump, and she said she's not a big fan of sweets, but sure loved me some cherry pie.
Ooh, and, cherry pie. Love that too.
She was visiting from Illinois, so I thought that was cool.
Yeah, I am loving our outside influence here lately. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty good. And in the summer times, I don't know that I necessarily have a favorite sweet treat, but I like to have an ice cold beverage of some sort. Usually something that's been fermented and aged a bit, but not always. And I love to grill, even in the summertime. So that's a treat. for me.
So what's your favorite thing to grill?
Oh my gosh, I don't know. I grill a bunch of stuff.
It sounds like you.
Meat off the
grill. I am to the sweets.
Yes.
All right. Question two.
Question two. What is something non-job related you would like to learn more about this summer?
Do you have anything you're trying to learn more about that's not dissertation / job related?
No, not really. But I honestly would love to learn more about Adobe Photoshop. I know next to nothing, and I really do want to learn more about that because I think that's a pretty powerful piece of software that we can utilize.
Sure. So. And as far as me learning something non-job related, I am toying around with the piano, kind of trying to teach myself. I took a semester in high school, and we just got a piano for my kids, and so I thought maybe I could learn what they're supposed to learn beforehand and then teach it to them. So I'm going to toy around with teaching myself the piano, but also teaching my kids the piano. How's that?
That sounds good. My kids play piano. I love it.
Do you?
I mean, I really love listening to them. I can't play.
Maybe you should try.
I don't know if my fingers could work it.
I liked what Kathy Dunn, and she is at Kathy S. Dunn on the Twitters. She said, I love it. I want to learn to cook without medical emergency or fire alarm. Healthy cooking that is yummy and painlessly accomplished. Sounds like there's stories there and we need to find them.
I almost picked that one myself. But then I read Corey Williams, who was at Mr. Williams. Okay, he said, Frisbee golf. I live right by a park. I should get out more.
So, yes, you should, Corey.
And if you'll click the link to this tweet, there's a hilarious GIF with it. GIF, however you say it. Anyway.
A little kiddo.
Yeah.
With the Frisbee golf.
Yeah, like not even a foot away and can't quite get it in there. It's pretty funny.
Question three, give a shout out to your favorite edu rock stars that you learn from frequently and help you shine.
Yeah.
If you scroll through the tweets from the other night, there were so many big names in there. George Kuros and Ron Clark and, you know, so many great edgy rock stars. But I really loved the people that were paying homage to our Oakland rock stars that they learn from.
I thought that was pretty cool because a lot of Oakland Ed people were obviously influencing other, because that was immediately what came up right after that answer went off. There was way more Okies than there were.
There totally were.
Yeah.
I like Mrs. Waters English at Waters English says, I learned from Gindel Rick, Jen Will Teach, Andre Daughtry, Mr. Josh Flores, and so that's Rick Cobb, Jen Williams, Andre Daughtry, Josh Flores, and I love this, all of my students. I love that she takes learning experiences from them and can change herself with what they give her.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. I liked what Rick Cobb had to say. He said, my fellow bloggers, like Edge Blogger, Claudia Swisher, Blue Serial, they keep me sane or as close to sane as it gets. And I think that's true because especially with some of those bloggers, they're really tight community virtually.
Yes. Yes, for sure.
And so I think that's cool and interesting to me that we can develop those relationships and none of those people are in the same zip code.
No, like, isn't that fabulous?
Yeah, and I love that. I love that. So I don't know.
Scott, I was telling somebody again, down in Austin, and they asked how Ann and I knew each other. And I said, you know what? From the Twitters. I mean, I didn't know her from Adam before Twitter and Ed Camp. And right. She lives on the other side of the state. You too. You and Annie are like my little edgy best friends and had never met each other before the Twitters.
Yeah, it's crazy. I love it. I think there's just great things there. I put out that I didn't want to narrow my Okla Ed. I mean, I learned from Okla Ed. My dissertation is on Okla Ed. I felt like by not being able to list everybody, I would leave somebody out. But I did list my advisor.
So did you skip this one?
No, okay, I answered. I answered my advisor. He's in Okla Ed a lot, but not all the time. He's not quite a regular, but he almost is. And so I list him because he challenges me with good, healthy, strong challenges. And I love that. But I also, I tweeted that I really like what Alice Keeler has to say in a lot of different things. I think she's pretty brilliant, and I would love to someday take a selfie with her, because I think just what she shares and how she shares it is right spot on, and she makes, I just think she's a good example of educators, because that's what she, you know, that's what she does.
You're going to ISTE, right?
Oh yeah.
She'll be there. I'm sure she will. She's there all the time. She and I are, we both were in, my first time to do it, but, Ed Camp Global, we both planned Ed Camp Global together. I don't know how that happened. I got in with an amazing group of people, whenever I said, yes, let me help with this. And she was one of them. And
was Sarah the teacher in there too?
Sarah, the teacher.
She's really good.
And not our Oakla Ed Jennifer Williams, but the Kahoot Jennifer Williams.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just an amazing group of people in there.
Yeah. Some fun folks.
Yeah.
Question four. Yeah. Like, I'm telling you, these book questions are going to break us.
I went in and got a couple off of Amazon earlier today. What book would you recommend other educators read this summer?
Hey, that was my question.
Was it?
Yeah. It was. You stealer. So.
Oh, I'm the odds.
Buck Hayes, B-Hayes 72. He said to those educators who are stiffs in the classroom, I'd suggest any Harry Potter book. Teach them it's okay to have fun in class. I was like, yes, preach.
Yes.
We don't need to be stiffs in the classroom. We need to enjoy and have fun.
Yeah. I like that. I'm trying to, every other book, be an education book and then a fiction book. So right now I'm reading Kurt Vonnegut's Galapagos, which is kind of really weirdly fun. have you ever read Vonnegut?
No.
He's a weirdo, but I like him.
All right.
Anyway, that was me, but I really liked what Michelle Shelton, she is at Miss Shelton 5th, she said, teach like a pirate, lead like a pirate. Kids deserve it. Crash Course by Kim Bearden. Shift this and innovator's mindset. Hello. What, one book? That's like my summer right there.
Yeah, she's going to be busy. One book that I have read in the past and I think is a great book on leadership is South by Ernest Shackleton. And it's his account of his trip to the South Pole, which went horribly awry. And he lost his ship. And his crew was marooned on some island, and through his leadership, they lost nobody, and they all made it home safely. But they were down there like 18 months. So it's crazy.
I used his story as a hook in one of my grad classes. Mm-hmm. We were supposed to teach a lesson to all these other, you know, Ed leadership hopefuls, and I used that story as my hook for them, and they were like, oh my goodness, I'd never heard of this guy. It was awesome.
Oh my gosh,
that's the so book funny is that too. You said that. I haven't read the book. I've just read the Wikipedia page and such, so that's really cool.
It's called South.
Okay,
so dig in.
Thank you.
Question five, Aaron.
Do you want me to read it, or do you want to take it?
Please be my guest.
I feel like you're going to steal another one from me, and I'm just waiting on it to
not,
happen.
I will not make a steal.
Ah, okay. Well, then question five. How do you like to learn? Alone, small groups, conferences, book studies, large groups, formal, informal, etc.? And so I will learn in any way, shape, or form possible as long as it's something that interests me. So it has to interest me as far as that goes. I liked what Megan Lloyd, though, said. She said, and she is at Megan Lloyd, informal, I'm so not about this whole traditional PD thing. I'm trying to read it like her as much as I can. I've always been a stick it to the man kind of gal. Ed Camps, hashtag Oakla Ed.
Doesn't surprise me she says that.
No, not at all.
I'm like you. As long as I'm interested or want to gain some knowledge, I pretty much will scoop it out anywhere I can. So I'm not particular. Julie Bloss, who is at Bloss Julie, said, doesn't matter. My learning occurs everywhere, like Seuss, in a boat with a goat, here or there, anywhere. maybe not with goat, and she used the emoji, which I thought was pretty clever.
That was really cute. On my YouTube channel, Scott.
Yes.
I had goats, and we posted a video. You'll have to go find it, of Rosemary giving birth.
Oh, that sounds really exciting. I'm not into those kind of videos.
So I have even done some of my learning with a goat.
Okay. Moving on. Question 6. If you could attend any workshop, training, or conference, what would it be? And I would just like to say, for the record, the ISTE conference is one of the best conferences you'll ever go to ever in your life. And I've been to some.
For the record, I would like to say South by Southwest EDU is one of the greatest conferences. Right. You've got to.
Okay.
Sometime.
Don't pressure me. Don't pressure me.
What? Seriously?
Yeah, don't pressure me into going someplace, Aaron. For real.
It's amazing. No, it's amazing. Okay.
No, I do want to go there.
I really, Jennifer Setzinger, she is at Room 20 Awesome. I loved what she said here. She said TCEA was a great experience, but I'm not sure if I learned more from the conference or from the group I attended with. And that really struck awesome with me because I think we were sitting around at iPadPalooza OU last year in the green room at lunch. You know, everybody, all the presenters kind of started mingling in there together to get lunch. And I was sitting in there with Tammy Parks and Wes and Shelley Fryer and Vanessa was in there and Kurt was in there. And we were all kind of just sharing our experiences. And we were like, whoa, that's awesome. Whoa, you're blowing my mind. Whoa. And it's so funny because we all go to these little conferences, but not many times do we get to sit and listen to each other because we're usually in rooms with other people. Mm-hmm. And it was just really fun because, you know, if we all went to a conference, we could probably sit around in the off times and just blow each other's minds.
Yeah, with all of our unique experiences.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun.
So I love what she said there.
Drew's out for summer, who is Andrew C75, said, what did he say? He said, any of the ones I applied to this summer and didn't get into, which was all of them. I thought that was...
I feel his pain.
I was like, oh, heart ripped out, you know, dang.
Yes.
But it happens.
Yes, it does happen. Mm. All right, question 7. Share a professional development aha moment this year. Describe it. So something or someone, an experience that turned the light bulb on. Do you have any from this year?
I didn't really have any from this year, but Teresa Cullen came and did some stuff at USAO for us, and she was pretty good. So
was she good?
Yeah.
I've had, you know, many times to get to hang out and talk with her, but not in a collaborative method, so, or in a method where I can sit and get yet. So I look forward to that opportunity, maybe this summer.
I feel like her brain is about 8 steps ahead of where I'm trying to catch up to. Like,
really?
She's pretty phenomenal.
Ooh, yay. I can't wait.
Yeah. Good people right there.
So Amy Garrett, and she is at Amy Garrett 5. Said, I've never been in a district that sent us out of Oklahoma, so AP training was nice. And I don't know what AP training is.
That's the AP courses are like the honors courses where you can get
college credit,
college board, advanced placement.
And I was really sad for Amy here. Mm-hmm. Just because, I don't know, the very first time I went out of the state for professional development, I went to an ed camp in Chicago. And I got up there, and those people blew my mind. They were already doing some of the things we were talking about here. And so I was able to get so much from them. And I think getting out of the state sometimes, especially in a state that's 50th in the nation, not in talent, let me just say that. You know, in funding and getting to see what you could actually get to do if you had money, you know, getting to Texas and getting to Colorado and getting to Chicago were some great places for me to get some professional development. And so it made me sad for her. And it makes me want to just let her ride in the car with Anne and I next time we go somewhere. So, yeah. Amy, you want to come with us? Come with us.
Oh, boy. We'll have to make sure we tag her in the so she can listen.
Yeah, for sure.
I would say too. I've been to some AP training. It is amazing, and if you have the opportunity to participate in that, My experiences have been very, very good with AP training. Very good.
Yeah,
So there's,
good.
Yeah. Dina Rogers, who is at Dina underscore Rogers, I picked this because it was so different from all the other ones, but she said, I learned a lot at the football rules breakout session at OCA last July. And she was the only girl in the room.
That is funny, dude.
And I could just imagine, because I've had to, I've been in some rules meetings, and sometimes it just, it devolves into coaches that are still miffed about the one missed call, and are they going to address this particular one situation that, you know, ruined their season? And I'm like, oh, poor Dina. You know, how do you blend in? How do you blend in when you're the only lady?
It's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard.
So if you were a new educator, what hot topic would you encourage them to learn about early in their career, provide any resources? And there were some great ideas through here. And one of the things that I suggested was the flipped classroom. Because if you can get the flipped classroom done, that gives you freedom to do mastery learning, gamification, project-based learning, all these other, it just gives you so much freedom to do 1,000 different things. And so that's
you're an amazing resource on that one.
Yeah, I try and share on that because I really feel like with the ease with which almost every student can connect to the internet, we can very simply, very easily supply learning for them, and they can get it on their own time, and moms and dads can see what they're doing. I just think it's something that should be considered.
Yeah.
Shut down. You know, I don't know.
Well, Brian Hayes here said classroom management, paperwork, and budgets. I think those are three things that every teacher, new teacher, should know. You know, we can read Harry Wong, but it's very different reading and then going in and doing it. And so just if you can figure out classroom management, and some people may be well gifted in that to start with, but it was definitely not something I had down pat immediately. I just think classroom management is a huge thing. Deciding how and when paperwork, you know, I'm moving as far away from paperwork as possible. And then budgets. While we as teachers don't actually have to deal with the budgets, we have our own budget in our classroom that we can forget about. And it's really easy to rack up your own bills in your classroom if you don't have a school that can budget for you.
Right, I
agree. So all three of those things were huge to me.
Yeah, and classroom management came up a lot in the chat, and it is important, but that's also one of those things. It's hard to learn it when you're a pre-service teacher.
Yes.
You need to experience some things with that. And we also don't need to be clubbed over the head with classroom management.
No.
You know
not
what I mean?
Clubbed over the head.
And I think sometimes...
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I think sometimes, you know, an administrator perceives that we have to have this. I'm not saying every administrator, but you know, and it's like, oh my gosh, I have to go through that again.
Yeah.
So... Haley Jones, who's at Haley B. Beth, Haley Beth Jones, she said, we can't expect anyone else to come save us. You have to reach out and tell your stories, effective advocacy with your legislators.
Yes.
And I think that's important too, because even as a new teacher, you have a voice and you have to share it. And people make a lot of assumptions about teachers still to this day. And I think it's my personal belief that every teacher should blog and share and put their stuff out there, so that folks know what real life looks like.
No, I think that that's a great idea. Maybe I should start tagging my legislator in all of my blog posts whenever I tweet them out.
Yeah, maybe so.
You know what? You have just challenged me, sir.
Good. Good deal. That was, you know, when I was mowing along today thinking about our chat we were going to have today for the podcast, I was like, man, how can I challenge Aaron? So, mission accomplished.
Well done. Well done. All right, finish this sentence, Scott.
Okay.
This summer, I'm going to brighten my professional learning by...
I'm just going to keep working for USAO, man. We got a lot of cool things that are coming up, and my faculty needs me to give ideas. So that's what
awesome.
I'm going to do. I want to professional develop myself.
That is wicked awesome. Well, I am going to brighten my professional learning by... flipping my classroom.
Yeah.
I'm taking a cue from Scott Hazelwood, and that's what I'm doing this summer.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Well, and it's kind of been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is fun.
So Kenneth Ward, and he is at Kenneth D. Ward. He says, always valuable to learn to avoid the power struggle. You are already in charge. Why are you fighting for control? Mm-hmm. And I think that that's, gosh, if he still feels like he's got a problem with that, I feel better about myself. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, indeed, because Kenny's got it down, man.
Yeah, I mean, he's just a great guy. He's got, you know, the respect of many of his teachers. Yep. And so I feel better about myself if I know that some of these super cool in control people are, you know, avoiding, trying to figure out how to avoid the power struggle as well.
Yeah, indeed. I liked what Natasha Jefferson had to say. She's at Jefferson_first. She said, pushing myself past my comfort levels, researching, presenting, collaborating. I think that's excellent because that's how you learn, is when you go through that process that she just shared out. That's exactly how you learn.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So favorite question, Erin, what was it?
My favorite question, it's going to be the one on how do you like to learn alone, mm-hmm. small groups, conferences, blah, 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 et cetera. And it's because my boom sauce tweet of the night comes from there.
Oh, indeed. Okay. I really liked question three. Give a shout out to your favorite edgy rock stars, because you know what?
Yes.
Okla Ed pretty much bossed it. And so...
So, now, I mean, I'm so proud of us. Yeah. I really am. That amazed me.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah. Okay. So what's your boom saucer?
My boom saucer is, and it was in the types of ways you learn, Rick Cobb, who was tweeting from @GrindleRick, said, A5, I'm a huge fan of Ed Camps. I don't do formal well. And I loved this because as soon as I saw this tweet, Scott, I was like, uh-huh. And how many students are sitting in traditional style desks right now in the formal education system thinking the exact same thing?
I mean, I would, if I was king for the day, our education system would not look the same tomorrow.
No,
I would blow it up and start again, because we're still living off that industrial model, and you and I are talking through computers right now to each other. I mean, there is so much more.
Yeah, whew, I think okay. I told him that was going to be my boom sauce tweet. And I said, if you don't do well formally, how many students don't either? Life can't be Ed Camp, but right. Learning can be.
Right.
You know, I mean, I don't know why we can't. I mean, there are some things they just have to know, and I get that. But our approach to it does not have to be as formal as it's been in the past.
Oh, I know. I totally agree. We can work on that. I love my boom sauce tweet goes to Angela Wages, who is at @awages1. She said, the most meaningful PD for me happened right here on Okla Ed. And I was like,
I love that.
Yes.
And that's why our heroes are Okla Ed.
Yes.
You know, heroes. So
indeed,
that's excellent. What do we have going on next week?
I don't know.
No, it's Doug.
Is Doug Brown next week officially? Because we Doug said that Brown last is, week.
I know. I reached out to him thinking it was going to be him, and he was like, "No, I'm June 11th." Okay. So I know it's him, but I don't know what he's talking about. I'll have to figure that out, and we'll let you know in the podcast next week.
I think he's at Doug B00. I think
so, and that'll happen at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time on Sunday,
just like it happens every week on Sunday. You shouldn't miss it. It's every week at 8 Central
every
Standard
week
Time
at 8.
Yeah,
I mean, we don't miss it. You
we don't
shouldn't either.
We the only time we missed it was when Sunday was Christmas this past year, and you know what we did? We had a little modified week-long Okla Ed chat led by Teresa Cullen.
I think it's because we just love it.
Yeah. That's good.
So, yeah.
You know.
For sure.
I'm going to throw down a challenge to all of us normal Okla Ed participants, and that is to bring a friend next week.
Okay, so this is my second challenge.
Yeah, bring a friend.
I have to do this too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bring somebody that hasn't done it before.
You know, by the time they listen to this, It's going to be close
in 2 weeks. Yeah. All right.
How about this in the month of June?
Yeah. We got 3 weekends left.
Yeah. You need to bring a friend sometime in the month of June.
Yeah.
You know what? And tweet to us. Do the hashtag Okla said.
Ooh.
Let us know who you brought.
Oh.
And there may be something in it for you.
Do you have connections to something, Erin? Because I currently don't.
I may be able to get something awesome. I'll let you know for sure.
I'm going to invite some friends.
I can get something awesome for somebody if they will bring a friend.
Wow.
But you've got to tell me who your friend is and use the hashtag Okla said.
Okay. There it is. You heard it.
Yay.
Yay. All right.
I'm going to go get on that and see if I really can offer that something.
Yeah. You can't make a promise and not follow through.
No, there will be something, even if it's, who can I do this? Even if it's lunch with Rick Cobb.
Oh my gosh. Gauntlet tossed.
Lunch with Erin Barnes and Scott Hazelwood.
Oh.
Something.
Okay.
Super wicked awesome. Bring a friend, hashtag the Okla said, and there will be things.
Okay. I can maybe do a lunch.
Okay. Okay. All right.
All right.
All right, educators, you know what to do. Go out and dominate the world.
Two times.
All right, educators.
No, like, as in dominate it two times.
I said dominate?
No, like go dominate the world twice. Like go do it two times.
Go do it two times over.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are we recording? Did they get all this?
Yeah, we got all that. We're going to edit at the end.
I don't know that you need to edit that. I mean, leave it in. Everybody knows Aaron's confused all the time.
And on that note,
we're only saying you're doing fine, Oklahoma, Oklahoma, okay.